Hi, welcome to the lunchroom. I'm Judy.
I'm Isabel.
I'm Caitlin.
And this is episode 32 of our podcast. Right, so today we're gonna do the first part in our maybe series called Our Advice Column, where we give advice to strangers who post on Reddit. Well, we're gonna read through like two, I think like one or two scenarios. And basically talk about what we think they should do.
As single ladies
Yeah.
who have no experience in the
Oh, the single ladies.
I'm
No, that's
single
not.
ladies.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Wait, how does it go? All the
Oh, the
single ladies.
single
All the single ladies. All the single
ladies.
ladies. All the single. Now put your hands up.
A private concert.
Okay, guys, take it off. Come on.
Okay, so scenario one. My 29-year-old male. Oh, wait, no. Okay, the person who wrote this is 29 years old and he's male. So he writes, "My ex-girlfriend, who's 23 and female, keeps spoiling Game of Thrones for me." In a since-deleted post, one user wrote, "I cheated on my ex during our
Gosh.
relationship, and she found out shortly after we broke up. She blocked me on everything, but briefly unblocks me every Monday to send me Game of Thrones spoilers before I can watch it."
How
How
could I
can I
get
get
her to?
her stop?
This is a boss ass move.
You dead ass. That's so
This is
smart.
big dick energy, bro.
Next level thinking.
Wait, hang
I
on.
like
She's
it.
so casual about it.
No, this is called petty. This is being petty.
Wait, but like the wait, hang on. They broke up, and it wasn't even because he cheated.
It was because she cheated.
No, it
They
wasn't.
it
Was it?
wasn't.
Because she found out he
Oh,
cheated on her
shortly
after they
after.
broke up.
Oh.
But I think the reason why she spoils it for him is because he cheated on her.
Yeah, and she found
Yeah.
out afterwards.
Yo, would you do that?
Yeah.
Because Game of Thrones was fucking popping off,
Yeah, it
probably.
was.
I would.
Yeah, that takes a lot of effort though. Like
It does.
unblocking.
Maybe I write him letters and just write
Oh,
he.
write him letters.
No,
That's
no,
already
no.
like a lot of
No,
work.
no, no. Just write three words. Like, if someone dies in the episode, I'm just gonna write, like, Bob died. I really don't know who the characters are. Or, like, he killed the king or something like that.
Wait, what if she
Why
does that
unblock him?
too?
I think that's what she does. Like, she just unblocks him to send them, like, a few sentences of, like, they died today. Or, like, they conquered whatever kingdom today.
You know what's even better? If she did it sporadically. Because if she does it every Monday, he knows it's gonna come.
That's true, and
Well,
then you can just
so
not
he
do
won't
it.
check, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if she does it, like, say this Monday, and then she does it in 2 weeks, and then she does it next week, where there's not a clear pattern, he can't predict when she'll send it.
But imagine if he watches it before she even sends it.
No, she could send it at the same time every single like Monday, but
As she's
just
watching it, she just texts him rapidly.
Yeah, but like what if he gets a chance to watch it before like he before the girlfriend can spoil it because he
I don't
already
know.
watched it. That sucks. Mission failed.
I'd
No.
write to the
To
owners
the
of the TV show
producer,
and be
right?
like,
Fucking
"Hey."
let me know what happened.
No, but then like if she sends it every Monday and only on Mondays of like when it comes out, then he wouldn't be able to watch it, right?
Or even if he's watching it, if she's watching it at the same time.
But they're watching it at the same time. What is she like in a time machine? She can watch 5 minutes ahead or something?
So then why is he upset?
Cause he's a loser, bro. He cheated on her and now he's
You're right.
Game of Thrones is getting spoiled for him. But boo hoo, bro. You made a
Well, too
mistake.
bad. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, there's an edit
Suck a
that says,
toe. I'm kidding.
"To everyone just calling me an asshole and messaging me spoilers, you're not helping."
That's so funny how everybody just like ganged up on him.
Yeah, because he's such an ass, bro.
Yeah, he deserves it.
But imagine checking your Reddit posts for advice and you're just getting Game of Thrones spoilers.
What's our advice to this? Carry on, right? Good job.
I would just be like, ignore her messages.
That's another option.
Just create a new life for yourself, you know?
Change
A
your
new
name, change
number,
your number,
yeah.
move.
Yeah. Wait, if this is like on like text message, you could also block the number.
Or just put it on Do Not Disturb and you just won't ever get the notifications.
Well, our advice to him is just to ignore her and mute her and
Well,
just don't
honestly,
cheat,
just don't
bro.
cheat in the first. Yeah.
Yeah, he honestly deserves it though.
Should we message him spoilers? I mean, the show's already over. We have to figure out what he's watching now.
You're so crazy.
I'm kidding. Alright, what's the next one?
Scenario 2. Advice needed. Do I tell my brother his wife cheated on him? Oh, wow.
Damn, why are all of these all about cheating?
Because most people are cheaters. On Saturday night, my sister-in-law confessed to me, super duper drunk, that she has been having an affair with my brother's friend. Oh, man.
That violates the bro code.
Yeah, that really does.
That literally violates the whole ass marriage, bro.
Yeah. All right. I was like, bro code.
I have to assume things got physical based on some of the things she said. For example, he held my face and told me I'm beautiful. I think that's more than just physical. That's emotional. Okay, but anyways. But she never explicitly said that they, you know, clapped cheeks. She told me that a few months ago, this guy contacted her out of the blue and said he has feelings for her. What did I say? Okay, I guess her and my brother have been having issues this past year and the marriage is a little rocky. So when this guy announced he has feelings for her, she was extremely confused and took the time to explore her feelings and their relationship. Divorce her right now. Once again, I'm not sure, you know, if they did the deed. But she did say that they would meet often and it was going to stop because she was prioritizing her marriage. Here is where I need advice. Do I tell my brother? He is happy right now and just got a promotion and they're working on their relationship. And she said it's going to be her focus and that it's over with the other guy. Do I tell my brother I inserted myself into their relationship or let her bury it and let them focus it? I'll focus on a happy future. I am so confused. If you were in my shoes, would you get involved in the relationship and tell him?
This is hard, but...
Yeah, this is so hard.
Wait, to summarize...
Okay.
His brother married this girl, and she had an affair with her husband's friend, and the guy caught feelings for her, and she's confused about her feelings, and so he wants to know, the brother wants to know if he should tell his brother.
Wait, the thing is, do you think... physical cheating or emotional cheating is worse?
It's the same to me.
I think emotional cheating.
Emotional cheating
is where you build this emotional connection with someone, you actually start catching feelings and all of that.
Like you love them.
Yeah. You love them, you have this attachment to them now.
Like leading them on, right?
No,
emotional cheating. No, like cheating. You actually love them. Like,
yeah.
That might be worse than.
I think that's a lot worse than physical cheating. Because I think emotional cheating, there has to be like a bond. Like, it's deeper than like touch. It sounds like you really got to know each other. And like.
It's also like you went out of your way to get to know them. And it sounds like she knows like it was wrong too. So she made the choice to keep up the relationship with the other guy.
Okay, but she did it because, like, they were in a rocky situation. So she probably didn't feel that emotional connection that she was having with her husband. That's why, like, she went out of her way to talk to this guy and develop an emotional bond with him.
Or physical, too.
And, like, that could have, like, led to something physical.
But also, like, I think even so, you have a husband. And it's the husband's best friend that is trying to get with you.
I mean, they're not best friends. They're friends. It's still the bro code, though.
Didn't they say they were best friends?
Nah, friends.
Nah.
Oh, friend.
But she said...
Yeah, how are you going to do that?
That's not a friend.
Yeah, that's not a friend.
But also, like, I think in the moment where he, like, held her face and told her that... I get it. Maybe you can be swept away, but at the same time, like, maybe you also have the power to push him. And be like, no. Uh-huh. And not have it lead on.
I think that, you know, the part where, like, Isabel mentioned, like, the friend holding the wife's face and telling her that she's beautiful. Like, why? You know that this woman is married. Why are you doing that?
Also, I feel like if he was the husband's friend, he probably knew that their relationship was, like...
Was rocky.
So he kind of, like...
He took advantage of the situation.
He took advantage of her and the situation to kind of get what he wants, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But But it's not only the guy's fault. It's also
yeah,
his fault.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, both of them are kind of at fault. Yeah.
Yeah. And I get it. You know, when you're in, like, a rocky situation, you can't, like, you know, these things happen, but, like, you still can say no.
Yeah, what she should have done in the first place is, like, if it's not working out, go to, like, marriage counseling or something. If it's really, like, not gonna work out, then end it and then go into, like, to, you know, exploring new partners. Because, like, when you cheat, it seems like you want to try to fix your current relationship, but you're not doing that because you're putting yourself in this situation with this other person that's not your husband.
So do you think the brother should tell?
I would.
I think the brother has a right to know because they're working on the relationship, but it's like based on lies.
Yeah. I think he should tell.
Do you think the brother should tell his brother right away, or do you think the brother should give his sister-in-law a chance for her to tell her husband first?
I would tell the sister-in-law. Like, I think you should tell your husband if you really want to work on the relationship. Because then that also means, like, he should be cutting that friend out of his life, because what kind of friend is that, right?
Mm.
And, I mean, if she really doesn't want to, I would probably just tell him out of respect. That's my brother. Or, like, that's his brother.
That's my brother.
Right?
Yeah. No, I 100% agree.
Is there a time limit?
That you, like, you
give them? So she had all the time in the world to tell.
Ah, so you would tell right away.
No,
I would wait and see if she, you know, has the intent to, like, because it's hard, like, getting up the courage to tell. So, like, if I see she's, like, trying, like, I'm not going to be, like, all right, like, I'm done waiting.
But 2 weeks.
2 weeks? You give them 2 weeks?
2 weeks is a bit too long, also.
Really? She about to give her 2 hours.
Yeah. I'm going to tell my boy right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if I found this out, I would be, like, infuriated. Mm-hmm. Because it's, like, how can you...
But then...
Like, no, it's because it's like, how can you cheat on my brother with his friend, but also at the same time put on this facade and try to work on your marriage because
now you guys are happy together.
Yeah, so. And like now you feel more secure in it. Like, that doesn't excuse your actions for cheating on him. You know what? I'm going to give her a week. 2 weeks is too long.
And also from the brother's point of view, I think I would want to know as soon as possible. Like, I wouldn't want, like, my brother to tell me, like, hey, I waited a month to tell you because I was waiting for your wife to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, I would want to know immediately if my wife wasn't going to tell me.
Honestly, it sounds like the wife wasn't going to tell him.
Yeah,
because she got drunk and then she exposed she exposed herself when she was drunk.
Yeah.
Fucking tell her. I'm going to tell I would tell the brother ASAP.
I would tell.
I, like,
insert yourself.
Honestly? Has the right to know. I wouldn't even have, like, posted on Reddit. I would have just went to him the day of and be like, yo, like, you either need to go to therapy or get a divorce.
So, wait, would you get both of them together and tell them? Or just tell the brother himself?
No, I would do it separately.
Separately. Cause
the brother and then see what happens.
Oh. Wait, actually, I might wait till the morning and then confront her sober and be like, hey, like...
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? And then see what she got to say before telling.
Yeah, so I want to see what she has to say. Yeah.
You know? Because I can't just, like, pull up and be like, you know, she confessed to me drunk. And then she'll just be like, it's because I got, like, way too drunk and I didn't know what I was saying.
Uh-huh.
You know? You know, I got proof.
But she could also, like, you know, in the morning be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
If she says that, then I got some kind of proof. Because then it's like, well... Then how do I know all these facts about your relationship if you were, you know?
So we confront her in the morning, listen to her, and then tell.
Basically, we would tell because it's like everybody deserves to know. Yeah, because it's not a genuine relationship if they don't know.
Yeah, and cheating is just not okay.
Yeah, it's really not okay.
In no situation is it okay. Like, if you're not... If you're having troubles in your relationships, go work it out, communicate, and then
and then go see other people. Like, don't do that while you're in the middle trying to fix your relationship. The fuck?
We hope you enjoyed our advice column.
We're such wise people, honestly.
Wrap it up. Isn't this your episode? Oh, well, yeah. Thanks for listening to our advice. Send us.
Simi, if you need advice, like, tell us. We'll, I mean, send us an email or something. We'll keep it anonymous. Don't you worry.
Yeah. We'll never share your name or anything. Mm-hmm. Unless you want us to, but we'll never. Mm-hmm. It's safe with us. Well, thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
See you next Saturday.